Oh, my brain is so tired today. I don't think I ate enough for breakfast. Anna, did you eat breakfast this morning?
I didn't.
Well, our brains are just tired. They're not as sharp as they could be. I have an idea. Let's both eat an apple.
This apple's so sweet.
It is. It's full of sugar. And you know what? Now I feel full of energy. In today's lesson, we're going to look at your brain. We're learning about what your brain needs and how you can make your brain work better.
Yesterday, we learned that the brain needs to be ready for its battles in everyday life. Your brain needs sleep to be ready for the day, and it needs exercise, like reading instead of watching TV.
Uh-oh, I watched TV all night long last night, and I didn't eat this morning until that apple. Well, I don't know if my brain's gonna do very well today, but I know how we can test it. We'll read through the article, and I'll see if I'm able to actually read all the words correctly. Okay, listeners, open up your magazines to June 9th.
Different mental tasks use different parts of the brain. Just like cross training for the body, mental tasks should be varied. A soldier wouldn't only strengthen his legs and ignore his arms. So, do things that involve mathematics, language, music, or literature.
After all this training, both the soldier and his brain get very hungry. Glucose, also called blood sugar, is the major source of energy for the human brain. Foods like fruits and vegetables contain huge amounts of glucose and help replace the brain's fuel. Beans, which are high in fiber, have also been shown to boost mind power. Wow, I could use some beans today then, if they're gonna boost my mind power. Let's move up to the first paragraph, too, though, and learn about what you can do to help your brain. It's not just about eating. It's also about a kind of exercising.
Right. These kinds of exercise include mathematics, language, music, and literature. There must be even more things that you can do.
Right. So you can do different mental tasks, tasks that use different parts of the brain. Now, I know what mental means. We learned that yesterday. It means about your mind, about your brain. So, what is a mental task?
A mental task is something that your brain has to do, something it has to overcome. Just like perhaps in gym class, you'd have a task of running a kilometer. Maybe today, your mental task will be taking a test.
So, a task is kind of like a little job or a little thing you must do, you need to do. And of course, the idea is you'll have to do some work or try hard to do it. So different mental tasks are different things you can do with your brain, and they use different parts of your brain. That's really interesting.
That's why you need to vary your mental tasks. If you did mathematics every day, you would only be exercising one part of the brain. When you take up another hobby, such as music, you will use a completely different part of the brain, and that will help you become smarter.
Ah, so that's why we make that connection again to our soldier from yesterday in that first paragraph. We're saying the soldier wouldn't only strengthen his legs and ignore his arms. When you strengthen something, you make it stronger. When you ignore something, you don't pay attention to it, you don't use it, or try and exercise it. So we're saying that you have to exercise all the parts of your brain, the parts that involve these different kinds of tasks.
So if I ignore certain parts of my brain, they're going to become weak? I know what I'll do. I'll involve other areas instead of only focusing on one. To involve means to include something, to use more things. So instead of just studying Chinese, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to start reading more books, and maybe I'll learn a musical instrument.
That's a good idea. You know, I've read this before. When you use your brain in different ways, it actually helps each one of those parts of your brain. So you said you'll not only study Chinese, you'll read books too. Well, maybe if you read books on English, just the fact that you're exercising your brain might be able to help the Chinese learning part of your brain. Well, moving into the second paragraph, we'll learn it's not just about exercise, it's also about what your brain eats.
Bill, did you know that your brain needs sugar to keep going?
Well, I did, actually, although it's a special kind of sugar. It's glucose, the major source of energy for your brain.
So I can't just eat candy? It seems that I need to eat some fruits and vegetables, which contain special kinds of sugars.
They do, and they also help replace your brain's fuel. Now, we've got a couple interesting words here. I said that blood sugar is mostly made of glucose, right? So it's the major source of energy. Now, a source is where something comes from. So we're saying this is where most of your brain's energy comes from. And this glucose will help replace your brain's fuel. So when you replace something, well, you put it back.
That's just like when you take your motor scooter to the gas station and you refill it. You put more gas in it. You replace the gas that used to be there.
So when you replace something, the idea is it's been used or taken away, just like the gas in your scooter goes away when you drive. So when you replace it, you put it back in there. Okay, so we want lots of blood sugar, lots of glucose for our brain. But look, it also says that beans are helpful, for your brain, of course.
They have been shown to boost mind power. Boost means to give it something extra, to make something higher or more powerful.
So if you boost mind power, it's like just a little bit extra energy, a little bit of extra power. And you know, when you say something has been shown to do something, it's a very special way to talk about what that thing does. So if beans have been shown to boost mind power, it means somebody has actually shown you. They did an experiment and you watched how this happened.
These were probably scientists who used this in a lab to experiment. Experiment means to test something, to learn about it. Somebody spent time learning about beans and how they can help to improve your mind power.
Yeah, beans are great for you. They truly are the magical fruit. Well, there you go, listeners, the first part of today's article. Let's hear some Chinese explanation.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 我们今天要继续谈 brain battle. Different mental tasks use different parts of the brain. 这里的 task 是一个可数名词, 说明大脑各种不同的功能。 我们的大脑不同的功能在运用的时候呢, 也会运用到大脑不同的部分。 Just like cross-training for the body, mental tasks should be varied. 为了让脑部各个部分都能够充分运用到, 所以我们的脑部活动呢, 也必须要多元化。 A soldier wouldn't only strengthen his legs and ignore his arms. 这里举例说明, 就像士兵, 他不会只强化他的腿部, 而忽略掉他的手臂。 就像大脑一样, if you ignore certain parts of your brain, they will become weak, 或者是我们可以用昨天学到的形容词 flabby。 那我们应该怎么样呢? So do things. Things 后面呢, that 所引导的子句, 形容前面的事物, 这些事情必须要包含各式各样的东西, that involves mathematics, language, music, or literature. 用脑过度之后, 脑子也是会累的, 那么怎么样补充我们脑子的养分呢? Glucose, also called blood sugar, is the major source of energy for the human brain. 这里提到一样东西, 也就是血糖, 这种东西呢, is the major source, 也就是主要的来源, 什么的来源呢? Of 后面的介系词片语告诉我们, of energy, 是精力的来源, 活力的来源, 供谁使用的呢? For the human brain. 再来我们讲到下面这个句子的主词呢是 foods， 后面有一个介系词片语说明哪一类的食物 like fruits and vegetables， 这种食物呢 contain， 它所含有的是 huge amounts of glucose， 它不仅含有非常高的血糖，此外呢这一类的食物 can help replace the brain's fuel， replace 当动词来用意思就是取代，它能够有助于取代脑部所需要的这些燃料，脑部的燃料呢其实就指的是脑部所需要的养分。除了像水果蔬菜这类的食物之外，我们还要提到 beans， 也就是豆类食物。这句话我们用到的是现在完成被动式，动词 have been shown， 那么主词 beans 后面说明纤维量很高的豆类食物呢have also been shown， 被显示出来，后面的不定词表示目的， to boost mind power， 也就是能够增强我们的脑力。从这个句子我们可以知道，真正显示的人呢，应该是 scientist， 也就是科学家。科学家在这个 lab 实验室里头，经过多次的 experiments， 也就是实验，他们得出这样一个结果。但是因为是由科学家做实验，这个人我们没有提到，而把 beings 当主词，所以这个句子呢，要用完成式的被动语态来呈现。
Okay, let's take a short break. We'll be right back with more English for you.Welcome back to English for You. This is Bill. Anna and I are taking a look today at our health unit. We're looking at day two of Brain Battle. Now, we just learned that you should exercise different parts of your brain. Different mental tasks involve different parts of your brain. We also learned that you need to feed your brain. You need to feed it glucose, and you need to help replace its fuel. Here in the second part of today's article,We'll learn a little more about what's good for your brain, and then we'll wrap up our story. So why don't we read through the second half of today's article?
The brain, however, is mostly made of fat. People who think staying away from fatty foods is healthy don't realize that not all fats are bad.Omega-3 fatty acids found in cold water fish like tuna and salmon are extremely important for brain activity. When you eat them, they strengthen the very cells that you do your thinking with.
Indeed, relying on our brains for everything can sometimes feel like a life or death battle. But just like a soldier preparing for war, we can give our brain the proper weapons and training for victory.Okay, so what we're learning here is that your brain also wants fat. That's interesting. The brain is mostly made of fat. When you say something is mostly made of something, you're talking about what's the most important part, what you'll find the most of. In your brain, well, it's not mostly proteins or muscle. It's mostly fat.
Fat is what we need to keep the brain healthy and have it ready for battle.It needs it for activity. It's the fuel that keeps it going.
Right. It's one of the very important things your brain needs. And that's why we're saying that many people that think staying away from fatty foods is healthy, so people that think you shouldn't eat foods that are high in fat, fatty foods, well, they don't realize that not all fats are bad. I've heard this many times. You do have to take some fat in your diet.
If you avoid all fat, you won't be very healthy at all. As the article mentions, it's extremely important for brain activity. Extremely means that it's the most important part.
Yeah, extremely is just an adverb that really is showing you how important, right? And it's showing you it's a very high amount of importance. It's a strong kind of importance.Now, we're looking specifically, though, at these omega-3 fatty acids and how they are very important for your brain.
Omega-3 fatty acids were found in cold water fish. So when you eat fish, you're helping your brain to become stronger and prepare it for the day's activities, whether that's playing a game or going to school or maybe playing a musical instrument.
Right. They're also found, like you said, cold water fish like tuna and salmon. But I was just learning the other day from one of our magazines that you can also get them in walnuts. They have a lot of omega-3 fatty acids.
Wow. I think I also saw omega-3 fatty acids in vitamin pills. Vitamins are the essential parts that you find in fruits and vegetables. You can take them as a pill, like medicine, but it's not as healthy as eating the original food.
That's true. Many people do take vitamins. Now, whether you take your omega-3s from vitamins, fish, or walnuts, they do strengthen the very cells you do your thinking with. Now, hey, I mentioned that word strengthen earlier. Remember, you can strengthen your legs if you're a soldier. Again, it just means you make it stronger. So if you strengthen the cells that you do your thinking with, which cells are you strengthening?
Are you strengthening the neurons?
Exactly. That would be my guess. So you make them strong so you can really think very quickly and do a good job thinking. Now the last paragraph here is going to wrap up our story about the brain.
That's right. In the last paragraph, we talk about the proper weapons for training and victory in your battles. Now proper, that means what's appropriate. Appropriate is something that's fitting. It's the right thing to use. When you go into battle, you wouldn't bring a fork, would you?
No, that's not a very good weapon to fight with. You would want to bring, well, a sword, like we've talked about, or a knife. So I guess if you want the proper weapons for going into a test, you're not going to bring your running shoes.
No, you need to bring your pencil and an eraser in case you make a mistake. And don't forget your brain.
Exactly, your strong brain. You know you have to do this because we rely on our brains for so many things. I mean, even relying on our brains, like it says, can make us feel like we're having a life or death battle, a fight where we're either going to live or die.
To rely on something means that we count on it, we need it, we expect that it's going to be there for us.
Right, that it's going to do a specific job to help us.
So if you're relying on your brain to do something, if you're relying on it to help you with your test, you expect your brain to give you the right answers.
Right. Hey, do you think our listeners rely on us for anything?
I hope they rely on us to give them the proper pronunciation of the words.
Right. Proper pronunciation. Wow, that's like a tongue twister. Proper pronunciation. And also, of course, just help with your English in general. Now, remember, if you want help with your English, not only should you listen to us here at English for You and study your English, but you also got to exercise your brain, just like we've been talking about.
And don't forget to give it all the fuel it needs.
Exactly, all those fatty acids and good sugars from fruits and vegetables. Okay, listeners, there's the end of our article all about the brain. Before we finish today's show, let's hear some Chinese explanation.
第三段第一句话这个 however 呢是一个转折语气的连接词，它告诉我们，但是呢 the brain is mostly made of fat。也许这个观点大家听到之后会觉得蛮诧异的，特别是下面那句话所提到的。People who think staying away from fatty foods is healthy don't realize that not all fats are bad. 主词 people 后面 who 所引导的形容词子句限定了前面的这种人，那么这种人呢，就是认为必须要远离 fatty foods 才是健康的这种人。他们 don't realize, 他们并不了解到 realize 呢是一个及物动词，后面 that 所引导的子句呢作为它的受词，他们不了解的是 not all fats are bad, 并不是所有的油脂呢都是不好的。这里我们就要举例说明有一种非常好的油脂，就是 omega-3 fatty acids 脂肪酸。 下面那句话，主词的后面呢有一个过去分词片语 found in cold water fish like tuna and salmon， 说明这种脂肪酸呢是在深海鱼类像是 tuna 以及 salmon 身上呢才能够找到的。这种脂肪酸 are extremely important for brain activity。刚才 Bill 呢也补充到 Omega-3 fatty acids 呢还可以在 walnuts 也就是核桃里面发现，而 Anna 呢也补充，她说 vitamin pills 一些维生素里头呢也有很多丰富的 Omega-3 fatty acids。 第三段的最后一句话提到 when you eat them， 这里的 them 呢就指的是我们在前面提到的 Omega-3 fatty acids，当你摄取这些东西的时候 they strengthen the very cell， 这里的 cell 前面加上 very 是特别强调就是那些细胞，哪些细胞呢？ that you do your thinking with， do your thinking with the cells， 因为你必须要用这些细胞来从事思考的活动，所以这里的 with 呢是不能够省略的。最后一段我们要做结论了，Relying on your brains for everything can sometimes feel like a life or death battle. Life or death 呢是形容后面的 battle， 这个战争呢是攸关生死的。But just like a soldier preparing for war, we can give our brain the proper weapons and training for victory. 把要上考场的学生比喻成为一个要上战场的士兵，所以就跟士兵要为战争做准备一样。We can give our brain...Our brain 呢是整个句子的间接受词，那么 give 因为它是一个授予动词，必须要有两个受词，直接受词就是后面这个部分，我们可以给予头脑什么呢？ The proper weapons and training for victory.
Okay, let's take another short break. We'll be right back with the end of today's show.
Welcome back to English for You. This is the second day of Brain Battle. We learned yesterday about a soldier who prepares for a battle. Now, today, we learned about the brain and that it needs food, like blood sugar, and it also needs fiber, which you can find in foods like beans. Not only that, but the brain, which is mostly made of fat, also needs fat every day.We learned that fish, like tuna and salmon, help the brain to become stronger. By relying on your brain every day, it feels like a life or death battle. Just like a soldier that prepares for war, we need to be ready every day for what life brings.
Exactly, and the best way to do that is to exercise your brain and make sure it's ready before you take a test, or do anything else that involves your brain, like think.Okay, let's take a look at today's vocabulary. Task. Your task is to complete the race in less than 1 hour.
Our next word is strengthen. Ralph started going to the gym to strengthen his muscles.
Well, that's a good place to strengthen your muscles and to increase your strength. So there, we're using the word strength as a noun. It's talking about how strong you are, kind of like...What amount of, I guess you could say, strongness you have, that's your strength. And hey, I just said the word strong, another way to use our word here.
Right, strong is using it as an adjective. We talk about how strong Bill is. Bill, are you very strong?
Well, watch this. I'll lift up my pen, and it's a heavy pen. Oh, I got it all the way up in there. Oh, that's a heavy pen.
That's amazing. Let's look at our next word, involve. Tom's job involves teaching English writing and conversation.
Hey, you can also be involved in something. That's a way to use that word in a phrase. For example, I could say that Anna and I are involved in helping students learn English because it's a thing that we do, something we're a part of. Now, the next word is source.I don't think that website is a good source of information.
And Bill, did you know that my home state is the source of the Mississippi River? That's the place where the Mississippi starts.
I didn't know that. So you said you're from Minnesota. That's where the Mississippi starts. It's the source of the river. Well, the next word is replace. John replaced the battery on his motor scooter with a new one. So, well, he took the old battery out, put a new one in, and now he's got a new battery.
Maybe you want to replace your old cell phone with a new one, one that's cooler or more fun to use.
You can even use this word with people, right? Like, my manager replaced my best friend with somebody I don't like. So I guess that I don't like who I work with anymore is what that person would be saying. Okay, so the next word is extremely. It is extremely dangerous to go outside during a typhoon.
You could also say that something is extreme, like an extreme close-up means that you go way close. Maybe I'll focus on your eyes or nose.
Right, if you're taking a picture, it's a very close picture. You could even say a typhoon is extreme. It's extreme weather, because it's very strong weather, maybe even dangerous. That's why it's extremely dangerous.
Let's talk about our next word, proper. Shorts and a t-shirt are not proper dress for a formal party.
Now, if something's proper, remember, it means that it fits what you need. It's correct for your needs at that moment. So, obviously, if you go to a formal party, you should wear nice clothes, not shorts and a t-shirt. All right, there's our vocabulary. So, let's take a closer look at our sentence for you. It is...
rely on.
So, remember, that means you count on that thing. You know the thing you rely on will help you do something. Here's an example of how to use this sentence. What time should I be at the train station tomorrow?
I'm relying on you to be there at 9 a.m. sharp.
Wow. Well, if you're relying on me to be there at 9 a.m., I better be there right at that time.
Don't let me down. That means don't disappoint me.
That's right, because you want to be able to rely on me. Well, there you have it, listeners, our story all about brain battle. All about the health of your brain and how you can make it even healthier. Hope you've enjoyed this story, and we hope maybe it's helped make your brain stronger. We also hope you'll come back and join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Bill.
And I'm Anna.
See you next time.